This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Stocks in the last week have been on a wild ride. A week ago, the Dow went up 207 points. Tuesday and Wednesday, it was a combined drop of 243 points. Then yesterday, up 180. With Friday trading now underway, let's check with today's numbers. Well, playing the up music, but the Dow currently is flat. S&P 500 is up, but by not even a point, it looks like. The NASDAQ Composite Index is also flat. The Nikkei came back from its 6% drop Thursday with a gain of 1.9% today. The 10-year bond yield is at 2.12% this morning. Markets, thy name tends to be volatility, but there's also news today that wholesale prices, as measured by the May Producer Price Index, went up more than expected. On Fridays, we check in live with Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Hiya, Chris.
Good morning, David.
Wholesale inflation up 0.5% in May. My goodness, it's the 1970s all over again.
Oh, yeah, right. You can relax. What happened this month is that energy prices popped. They were up about 5%. It was natural gas. It was crude oil. But neither was up as much as they were down the month before. And in fact, energy in the last year only up less than 1%. So, again, this is volatility. It's not really an increase.
All right. So you're sanguine about inflation. Can I get you excited about these volatile stock markets?
That you can. You know, I think we in the U.S. tend to focus on the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ. We don't always look overseas. We've had a fairly modest sell-off here in the U.S. in the last 4 months, but globally it's a different story. $2.5 trillion, in fact, of equity market cap has been wiped out since May 22nd.
That was a T as in terrible at the end of that number, trillion.
That was trillion. And when you add losses in bond markets and currency markets, it's going to be something like $10 trillion in losses. I think it could be a very interesting quarter end for some hedge funds.
So what happened? I mean, I guess Ben Bernanke at the Fed gets to wear a T-shirt that says something like, I did that.
He certainly does. May 22nd is the day that he testified to the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. He suggested the next move for the Fed would be tapering, and that's what started this off. I think he's going to try and walk back the damage next week after the Fed meeting.
Which they meet next week. Economist Chris Lowe, FTN Financial, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.